Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Last Sunday, our message was about forgiveness. And I really think that today, being Good Shepherd Sunday, is an extension of that same subject. This is Good Shepherd Sunday, where Jesus explains his views of how he views us and how he thinks that we view him. All right, let's look in the Oxford Dictionary. And as Jerry said one time, is there any other? Wasn't it you that said that? Who was it that said that? Oh, Jean, I guess it was. Anyway, forgiveness. Well, it's got two words in it, forgive, right? Well, you know how I am with words. I look them up because we use the English language without really understanding what we say. We sort of have a general idea. But let's look at the word for. When I looked in the Oxford Dictionary, there's 32 different meanings for the word for. I didn't know that. We're going to look at three of them today. In exchange for, or as an offset to, such as money for goods. In consideration of payment, or payment of, in return for. So that's to be thanked for one's efforts. Well, in consideration of payment of, in that one I already got. All right, in order to obtain, gain, or acquire. Now think about that one for a second. In order to obtain, gain, or acquire. Well, we're getting closer, aren't we, I think? But they're all a little bit off the mark. So let's look at give and see if by putting the two of them together, we get a meaning. Give means to present voluntarily and without expecting compensation. When you give something, you don't expect something back, right? To place in someone's care. Are words important? Very. Okay. All right, so if we sort of look at for and give, I put these three together. Now tell me if this makes sense. In order to obtain, gain, or acquire, to present voluntarily and without expecting compensation to place in someone's care. All right, so forgiveness is the act of putting ourselves underneath the wings of the care of someone above us. So like if Jesus is wearing a cloak, you know, like a mother duck puts her babies under her wings to protect them, to care for them, isn't that what Jesus does for us when he forgives us? He protects us, he cares for us. Isn't that the same meaning or reason relationship between a shepherd and a sheep? Okay, see why this is a Good Shepherd Sunday. All right, let's look at Ezekiel. Here's what he said. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. So in other words, the ones who can't take care of themselves, who are hurt, who are needy, he serves. And why does he say he'll destroy the fat and the strong? Those are the ones that are complacent, just put their feet up and say, all right, just take care of them. You know, there's a lot of people out there like that. So God will take care of us. We can relax, we can trust. And God tells us he will seek us out if we're lost. Now we're going to jump to the New Testament. So he told them in this parable, what man of you having 100 sheep, If he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it. And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. How many times have you gone after your lost dog who got out? Lost wife? I don't think we'll go there. But you know, the thing is, if we lose one, don't we go after it? Because they're part of our family. And that's the same thing, you know, with Good Shepherd, is the shepherd's sheep are his family. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. So what he's telling us, there's joy in heaven for one redeemed sinner. All right, now stop and think about that. What does the law tell us? That we are sinners in need of repentance, right? Law and gospel. But yet, when we have the gospel given to us, do we give without expecting anything back? Isn't that what Jesus does with that? He gives that grace. He gives that acceptance, and he gives the forgiveness without expecting anything back from us. It's a gift that is given to us freely and without remorse. Well, so would any of this work if there was no forgiveness? That act of placing ourselves under the wings of our shepherd? Now remember what we started with when we were talking about give, to present voluntarily and without expecting compensation. Well, I'm going to give you this, but I want something in return. Well, I gave you a $10 gift. The one you gave me is only worth $5. Haven't you heard that before? We all have. He got more than I did. I mean, if we had kids, we've all dealt with that, right? To place in someone's care. So when the Good Shepherd is with us, do we expect compensation? Does he expect compensation? No. Do we trust in him? There's the question. Okay? Forgiveness and trust sort of go hand in hand, don't they? I think so. Well, as I was writing my sermon, I had this going through my head. Once we were lost, but now we are found. Who saved a wretch like me? Actually, it should have been I once. But that was going through my mind when I was writing the sermon. We're not deserving of saving, are we? But what does Jesus say to us? I don't care. All you have to do is ask for it, and forgiveness is freely given. So what we're describing in this whole story today is grace. A saving grace that is freely given to us by our good shepherd, who nurtures us, takes care of us, and rejoices to all of seven when we turn back to him for his forgiveness. What a blessing this is for all. May our good shepherd bless us all the days of our lives. Amen.